Okay, we're going to get right into it. One of Jackson and Steph's 10-pound club members, Vicky, has a question specifically for our Workout Wednesdays with Wyatt. She wants your advice, Wyatt. What do we do when we hit that plateau?
So the best thing to do right when you hit the plateau is just don't give up. All you got to do is just change something up just a little bit. So say if you're training 3 days a week strength training and 2 days a week high-intensity cardio, just flip-flop those a little bit. Flip-flop those. So do like 3 days a week of high-intense cardio, 2 days a week of strength. So kind of just flip-flop what you're doing a little bit. Other than that, the biggest thing to do is just not get frustrated. Don't give up, okay? Just got to keep grinding. The only bad workout is the one you didn't do. So you just got to kind of push through it, kind of trudge through the difficult waters.
So what you're saying is switch up the workout, don't reintroduce cake.
Yes.
Okay.
I can get behind that, yeah.
Because that's what I would do. I'd be like, to heck with this, I'm going to get some cheesecake.
That's what happened to you, Jackson, when you were working out several hours every day at the Princeton Club and not seeing anything dropping on the scale.
Yes.
You were starting to get frustrated, as everybody does.
Yes, I think everybody does that, and you go through that because you're like, I'm working so hard, I want to see the results, but I think what Wyatt said there, maybe you got to trick your body a little bit and kind of mix some stuff up.
But don't trick it by eating cake and thinking, okay, now it's tricking it.
Can I trick it if it's cheesecake? Is that
really a cake? It's more like a pie.
It's like a cheese, isn't it? It's in the name. No? Okay.
Listen to Wyatt. He's not even chiming in. He's giving us the biggest eye roll right now.
I didn't sign up for this.
That's great advice. Thank you for that. Switch up a little bit in your workout routine and just keep working out. I love what you said there, too. The worst workout is the one you didn't do. Is that what you said?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. No, I'm going to disagree with you. The Jacob's Ladder is the worst workout. That's a machine that they have at the Princeton Club. It's like if a Stairmaster was made in hell.
Yes.
That's the worst workout that you can do. And it's kind of a machine where while you're doing it, you're going to start rethinking all of the cheesecake that you had.
Uh-huh. There you go. What's been working for the most of your clients right now when they come to see you, Wyatt?
Can you say that one more time?
Yeah, what has been the most successful for your clients when they come to see you at the Princeton Club?
So I would say we have our rooftop available now. I've become a lot busier now that we have the rooftop available.
We brought up
a bunch of equipment, so no mass required upstairs. We have a bunch of equipment up there, dumbbells, kettlebells, all the bells and whistles up there. So that's been really successful. People are coming in more consistently, and it's obviously kind of avoiding the being on the floor and avoiding the busier areas.
That's a great idea. Yeah, you guys do have a beautiful rooftop, and it's a great facility. I got to get back in there. I've been having a little too much fun with my hobbies lately, and got to get back in there and get back into the gym. And we appreciate you taking some time to keep us informed and to help us get off of those plateaus we find ourselves on.
Yeah, because the last time I was on a rooftop, I was eating pasta and drinking wine. So
hang on. What are you just on? Are you on someone's random roof eating pasta?
No. Downtown Madison, there's a rooftop restaurant.
Yes, okay, I've been there. Yeah.
Okay. We got to get to the rooftop at the Princeton Club instead, Jackson.
And they don't have pasta up there, sadly. Yet. Maybe they will.
Thank you, Wyatt, for Workout Wednesday with Wyatt.
Yes, thank you guys very much. Have a great day.
Bye.
Yep, bye.